This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we begin to get a focus on 2023. No, we really do. There are a ton of articles, and some of them scientifically based, by people who believe that we turned a corner at some point in 2022, that we're going to be moving in a better direction in this country. How's that working out down at the House of Representatives, where they're about to go to a third ballot? First time in 100 years they're doing this. They have a ways to go before they reach the record of 1855 when they did 133 ballots. That's right. Can you imagine? Before they finally selected a speaker, and they selected a speaker by changing the rules, which they could do. They changed the rules to allow Nathaniel P. Banks of Massachusetts to be elected speaker with just a plurality, having more votes than his opponent, but without that requirement for a majority. They don't have that rule now. If they did, it would elect Hakeem Jeffries speaker, based upon the last two votes, where Hakeem Jeffries got more votes than Kevin McCarthy. To help make sense of all of this, one of the sharpest political minds and one of the most entertaining writers in the business, Kevin Williamson, who is a national correspondent for The Dispatch. You read his material there and often in a national review. Kevin, have you been following with great excitement the thrilling undertakings in the House of Representatives so far?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here in Miami under palm trees watching the water. So it hasn't been at the top of my agenda today, but yes, I guess I've been paying close enough attention.
Yeah. Your comment, do you think it's a great idea for the Republicans to split apart over who's going to be the next speaker?
I think, you know, these kinds of fights are worth having. I kind of like leadership fights. I think that's fine. I think that the problem with the Republican Party right now is that it's largely controlled by people who don't really stand for anything. They are people who are, you know, kind of self-interested grifters, and they are in the process of engaging in a 2 or 4 year tryout for a Fox News program rather than people who are interested in being legislators. You know, your Marjorie Taylor Greens and your Boberts and your people like that. They aren't the majority even of the Republican caucus in the House, but there are enough of them that they can effectively kind of control what's going on there. So if at the end of the day, you know, Kevin McCarthy doesn't get to be Speaker of the House, it won't exactly break my heart, because I don't think he's exactly the greatest figure in the history of American politics. I think he's actually pathetic and contemptible in lots of ways, and the Republican Party should have better leadership than that. But he's probably the best they're going to do right about now. I mean, the GOP is in really, really hard condition, as I mentioned in my my recent pieces on Santos, which I guess we'll get to here in a minute.
Yes.
But, you know, if you think about when the Republican Party was doing things like outlawing slavery at the end of the Civil War, there was a lot of grift and patronage and corruption that went into getting that done and that went into the sort of daily business of politics at that time, and everyone sort of knows that and understood it, but it was oriented toward a greater goal in a party that really stood for something. You know, I'm not terribly moralistic when it comes to politics. I'm not really terribly moralistic when it comes to anything. I live in a very large glass house, and I don't want to throw a lot of stones, but at some point, there's a practical value to this stuff as well. And when you're the GOP in the condition they're in right now, they don't really stand for anything. They don't have any kind of motivating philosophy. They don't even have, pardon me for saying, even an overriding sense of patriotism that's guiding them, then they can't really get anything done because no one can agree on what needs to be done because no one really has any basic starting set of principles that they're working from. And so it's a bunch of free agents, you know, interviewing for cable news programs.
And in terms of Kevin McCarthy actually being sort of pulled or pushed over the line, one of the things that's interested me is that the presumptive leader of this party, Donald J. Trump, who is in the midst of his third presidential campaign, has been remarkably silent. Wouldn't it be a clever play for him if he came out and did a press conference at Mar-a-Lago and called on everybody, most everybody of whom proclaims great fealty to Donald Trump, if he said to everybody, come on, guys, get behind Kevin McCarthy. He's a good guy. We can work with him. We need, and basically one that, what is it, it's 19 votes. It's not even all that because he could win by one vote, Kevin McCarthy. He thereby pushes 15 wavering deniers over to support McCarthy. That would make Trump look good, wouldn't it?
Well, I suppose it would. I mean, but think of it from Kevin McCarthy's point of view. I mean, imagining that Kevin McCarthy had something like a conscience or something. So for about 5 minutes after that January the 6th stuff, Kevin McCarthy actually kind of told the truth for a minute about what had happened and who was responsible and all that. And if you say, well, I want to be Speaker of the House, and what I need to get me over the edge is the political support of a disgraced former president whose last act in office was trying to overthrow the government and unconstitutionally install himself as president going forward from there, I don't want to be Speaker of the House that bad. And if you're someone who wants to be Speaker of the House that bad, you shouldn't be Speaker of the House. You shouldn't even be in Congress. You should be kept as far away from political power as possible. So that's the thing that really should have woken Kevin McCarthy up is, you know, if you go out and say, well, I need Marjorie Taylor Greene to support me, otherwise I can't get what I want. Well, then retire. Do the right thing and retire.
George Santos is also part of the Kevin McCarthy cheering section. He's voted twice so far for McCarthy to be speaker. What about George Santos as a representative of the new Republican Party?
Well, I can't think of a better one, you know, than a guy who's, who is apparently just incapable of telling the truth about anything. You know, I used to say this about the Clintons, that they would lie about stuff even when there was no particular advantage to lying about it, like they were just trying to keep in practice, like it was just a habit they had that they couldn't give up. And that's really kind of where the Republicans have landed, and Santos, of course, is a grand, grand example of this. Although I suppose it's kind of interesting, you know, it's, I mean, if you want to look for a silver lining in the cloud of current Republican politics, you know, 50 years ago when someone running for Congress lied about being Jewish is because they were covering up being Jewish and there was a lot of anti-Semitism. And now you've got, you know, Santos lying about being Jewish because he thinks that'll get him some votes. And so I suppose that's progress of a kind, although I don't think it's maybe exactly the kind of progress you want.
Well, it's also, I'm very glad you brought that up, because generally, working for Goldman and Sachs, you wouldn't think that would be a boost to your personality. And he lied about it. He never had any association at all with Goldman and Sachs. Is that really a magical name that's going to win working class Republican voters? I get worked for Santos.
Yeah, who would, I guess maybe that's why he got away with the line for so long, because who would make up working for Goldman Sachs? It's just, you know, it's, I mean, Ted Cruz pretends like his wife doesn't work there or didn't work there. It's an interesting kind of dynamic. So in Citigroup, I mean, who lies about working for Citigroup? For goodness sake, I mean, at least pick a good bunch of Wall Street buffoons to go work for. You pick kind of the worst ones in some ways. So. Yeah, I don't know about that guy, but I want to see him be Speaker of the House, I think, now that we're talking about it. I think he's really the most representative candidate. And it's true, he doesn't have a lot of experience, but he seems to be a natural at the essentials of the job, which is lying about everything.
Kevin Williamson is our guest. Can you hang on for another segment, Kevin?
Sure, I'd love to.
Terrific, good. He has written recently, well, his book, which is wildly entertaining, is called Big White Ghetto, Dead Broke, Stone Cold Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dark, Woolly Wilds of the Real America. And who better to speak about the phenomenon of George Santos? There's all kinds of new material about George Santos, too. And he may be facing criminal charges back in Brazil, where he comes from. kind of. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The subject, Kevin Williams is an entertaining and enlightening source. Certainly about George Santos, and his piece about George Santos Well, there are several pieces. One is Lying Liars and the Party That Loves Them. Who would take Republicans seriously if they showed outrage about George Santos? Well, some Republicans have shown outrage about George Santos. Given the fact that he has yet to offer any explanation of where the $700,000 he pumped into his campaign, which apparently paid his living expenses, and it was supposed to be a personal... Nobody's explained that. Do you have any sense of where all this money came from all of a sudden?
No, I'm kind of dying to know, honestly. But if you think about it, if you were someone who was just trying to buy yourself a congressman, you know, $700,000 is a pretty good price. That's not, you know, not a huge investment to get the sort of power and the pull that goes along with having a whole bunch of leverage over someone like that. So who knows really where it came from? I'd hate to speculate at this point because, you know, speculation is probably irresponsible.
Oh, of course. And the latest with George Santos is these charges that he had back in Brazil, which were never prosecuted. Things were not as efficient and buttoned down and tightly and professionally operating in Brazil. People would be shocked to hear, particularly under Bolsonaro. Given the fact that they are now talking about going after him for this check-kiting scheme that he apparently had with his mother, who was not, as he said, a top bank executive, and no, she was not somebody who died as a result of September 11th. She lived until 2016. What happens next with this? Or do we just lose interest and wait for him to go the way of Madison Cawthorn and get voted out in the next primary?
Well, I think that would be probably the best thing. I mean, the people of Long Island have not historically had great political representation over the years, but this seems to be a bit much even by local standards down there. So I hope that they will avail themselves of the opportunity to get rid of him at the earliest convenience. I mean, there are things that the Republican caucus in Congress could do. You know, they could expel him from the Congress. They could refuse to give him committee assignments. They could, in theory, expel him from Congress. I mean, Congress can expel a member if it wants to, and it's done so a few times in the past. As for the criminal charges in Brazil, of all the stuff that's going on with him, that's probably the one I'm willing to cut him the most slack about. Just as you alluded to earlier, who knows what's going on in a country like Brazil? It's not especially well-governed. There's all sorts of political corruption there. If he had any kind of political connection to things or, you know, even sorts of business connections, criminal charges often are used as an instrument of retaliation and intimidation in places like that. So I would want to know a lot more about that before I really held that against him. Although the check-kiting thing seems to... It seems to accord pretty well with everything else we know about the guy. I mean, he just seems like a pretty good check-kiting sort of character, so I wouldn't be surprised if that turned out to be something substantial. But, again, I would want to know a lot more about the situation in Brazil before I really came to any judgment on that.
By the way, I want to keep you right up to date. Jim Jordan, this is the third round of voting, third ballot. Jim Jordan has now... won 8 votes for the speakership, which means that that Kevin McCarthy isn't going to win this round either, because 8 votes.
Yeah,
taken
he
away.
may not pull it out. I heard someone in the break saying, "Well, what's the problem here? Do Republicans just not like Kevin McCarthy?" And I understand not liking Kevin McCarthy. I've met Kevin McCarthy. I don't like him very much either. I don't think I would probably feel very good about voting for him. But I suppose the questions Republicans have to ask themselves right now is compared to what? And what end would be served by ditching this guy and going somewhere else? Now, if you've got an argument for someone else as a legislative leader, then I would certainly be willing to listen to it. You probably wouldn't have to do much to convince me. But, you know, the likeliest candidate I've heard people talk about is there apparently is a group of Republicans out there who really want to see Donald Trump elected Speaker of the House, which,
right.
as
so
you
then,
probably know, technically you don't have to be a House member to be Speaker of the House. And I think that would be hilarious because it would demonstrate, finally, that there's actually a job for which Trump is less suited than president of the United States. I mean, he would be an even worse Speaker of the House, because the Speaker of the House has got to do stuff and keep organized and sort of move a process forward, whereas the president just sort of shows up and is kind of a, you know, ceremonial showman.
Well, the whole idea of Trump as Speaker of the House is based on the notion that he would drive the House to impeach Biden, impeach Kamala Harris, and then he would be president because he's third in line for the presidency. I actually think that along those lines, it was Bill Cohen who wrote this piece about, well, they don't have to have somebody who's a member of the House. What about Mike Pence? He was a distinguished member of the House for, what was it, 16 years? And he did very well with the Budget Committee and elsewhere. And Mike Pence is not going to win a presidential nomination, it doesn't appear, not on the Republican Party. But
nor should he.
But he could even get some, potentially, some votes from Democrats of conscience to be Speaker instead of McCarthy or Jim Jordan or Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, see, Mitch Daniels wants the job. He
That's
just left Purdue,
yes.
Right? He's,
yeah.
He's out there. In a world in which Mitch Daniels exists, why are we even talking about Mike Pence? I think he would actually be pretty good at it. He's good on budget stuff, which I care about a lot. Let's draft him if we're going to draft somebody and do something crazy.
Yeah, and again, Mitch Daniels, president of Purdue University. By the way, he's been an outstanding university president, which is a very tough
job
today. Yeah. I love your idea. Unfortunately, it probably won't go to that. I mean, a lot of people are saying it now will involve some kind of deal. I don't know what they offer Kevin McCarthy if he is going to be stepping aside for Jim Jordan, or what that means for the Republican Party. The thing that I find most depressing about Jim Jordan is even in the little speech he gave nominating McCarthy, he talked about the priority for Republicans being new investigations. And what we need is a lot of new investigations of the FBI and of the IRS and, of course, of Hunter Biden's laptop. Not your priority, I suspect, Kevin Williamson. The most recent pieces by Kevin about the George Santos defense and lying liars are posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with some of the breaking news on George Santos coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin spent last night in the ICU at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and remains there today in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during the Bills and Bengals football game. The team said they're thankful for the outpouring of support they've received thus far. His family thanked doctors, the front office, coaches, and players for their support. The NFL throwing an audible after last night's incident seen round the world.
As all eyes remain on the well-being and health of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, The NFL says the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals won't be resumed this week. The league has made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date, but added Week 18 will go on as planned this weekend. I'm Tim Berg.
There still appears to be no Speaker of the House. California Republican Kevin McCarthy still does not have enough votes. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Med show, the votes for Jim Jordan in this third round of voting, third ballot of the House of Representatives. Each of these ballots, of course, takes a long time because they call out the names. They have 434 members of the House who are there. This is important. This will determine really who runs the next House of Representatives, which is half of our Congress. And have 434 people there because one Democratic representative was unable to make it because he died, and which is a good excuse for not being there. It's Congressman McAiken from Richmond, Virginia. He is very likely to be replaced by another Democrat. I think the last time he ran, he got about 70% of the votes in his district. In any event, today on Fox, we have that audio. This is Karl Rove talking about this tremendous excitement, which is basically, I think, why God invented C-SPAN, of the going through the House roll call a third time to make it very clear that, no, the Republicans can't agree on a damn thing. This is Karl Rove on Fox.
Freedom Caucus members to designate what committees they serve on and so forth. There are going to be other demands from other groups of the House Republicans. This is an utter unmitigated disaster. Chaos tends to bring about chaos until it no longer brings about chaos. We're a long way from the point at which chaos stops bringing around more chaos.
Okay. Chaos bring along more chaos. Dan Crenshaw, who is one of my favorite members of the House of Representatives, the former Navy SEAL war hero, who is a hero for the cause of common sense and common sense conservatism. The representative from Texas was also on Fox, and he took aim at people like Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and other McCarthy holdouts, people who just refused to vote for Kevin McCarthy, despite the fact that he has literally 10 times the votes of any of his Republican alternatives. Here's a Congressman Crenshaw.
But it's completely the opposite. Look, you've got these members. You just showed who they are. No one knows what their goal is. They say their goal is some noble cause for the cause of conservatism, for the people, for holding the swamp accountable, right? These are the phrases that they'll use to make themselves seem like they're some white knights out there to save you. Of course, none of this is true. None of this is true whatsoever. This is purely a play for more airtime, and they're getting it. There's some of these people who nobody knows who they are. Like nobody, people know who Scott Perry is, but nobody knows who Bob Good is. You know why Bob Good is not voting for McCarthy? One of the reasons that these people have for not voting for McCarthy are unbelievably petty. Unbelievably petty. This is about showmanship. This is about notoriety. It has nothing to do with the conservative agenda. I would love for them to at least come out once and say, look, we actually disagree on the priorities of Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the Republicans. We have policy disagreements, and we won't vote for you until you prioritize those policies that we think would be better for the American people. Have they said anything like that?
No.
Not once.
Okay, and look, that is entirely true. The one thing that is occurring to me here is, you know the old expression, you only get one shot to make a first impression. For a literally hundreds of millions of people, this is the first impression of the new Republican Congress. And what is going to be very difficult is all of these people are going to be facing reelection drives, not in 4 years, not in 6 years or 8 years, but in 2 years, less than 2 years. The election is coming in November of 2024. How many people want to vote for more of this? I mean, honest to goodness, it is disgracing and damaging the Republican cause. And speaking of which, back to George Santos for a moment, the latest new reporting by the New York Times, which has been going after him big time, brings a clear picture of his earlier life into view. Mr. Santos has said that he grew up in a basement apartment in Jackson Heights, Queens. Until Wednesday, Mr. Santos' campaign biography said that his mother, Fatima DeVolder, worked her way up to become the first female executive at a major financial institution. Well, no. She was a cook and a cleaning lady. Not that there's anything wrong with it. In fact, you'd think that would be a better qualification if you're running for Congress. The fact that he worked his way up, but he didn't really work his way up at all. It says that none of those interviewed by the Times, including close associates and friends and roommates, former roommates of Mr. Santos, none of those interviewed could recall any instance of his mother working in finance, and several chalked the story up to Mr. Santos's tendency for myth-making. His apparent fabrications about his own life begin with his claims about high school, which is unbelievable. He said he attended Horace Mann School, a prestigious private institution in the Bronx, and said he dropped out in 2006 before graduating and earning an equivalency diploma. A spokesman for Horace Mann said the school had no record of his ever attending at all. Why lie about where you went to high school? No, nobody's going to elect you based upon Horace Mann. Mr. Santos has denied that he committed crimes in the United States or abroad, but the Brazilian record shows that he admitted to fraud to both the police and to the shopkeeper. I know I screwed up, but I want to pay, He wrote in a message to the store's owner on Orkut, a popular social media website in Brazil, in August 2009. It was always my intention to pay, but I messed up. In November 2010, Mr. Santos and his mother appeared before the police in Brazil, where they both admitted that he was responsible for the fraudulent check scheme. On September 13, 2011, a Brazilian judge ordered Mr. Santos to respond to the case. 3 months later, a court official tried to subpoena him, but he could not be found. By that time, he was back in New York, working at a Dish Network call center in College Point, Queens. He told some that he had been a journalist at a famous news organization in Brazil, but none could find his name on its website. He said he was taking classes at Baruch College, but none of his friends remembered him studying. And Baruch College had no record of him ever taking any classes there. He bragged of Wall Street glory, but often seemed to be short on cash, at times borrowing from friends whom he did not repay. Always a charming characteristic. One who was close to Mr. Santos was Pedro Villarva. Mr. Villarva met Mr. Santos in 2014 when he was 18 and Santos was 26. Villarva found him charming and sweet. They dated for a few months before Mr. Santos suggested they move in together. Mr. Villarva said he felt on top of the world, even if he said he did find himself footing many of their bills. He used to say he would get money from Citigroup. He was an investor, Villarva recalled. One day it's one thing, one day it's another thing. He never actually went to work. It's working now. Voting for Kevin McCarthy as the votes move on to round four. The no closer to resolution than it was a couple hours ago. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
And on the Michael Medved Show, some thrilling poll data about Congress is that they basically ask people, how do you think Congress is doing? You approve? You disapprove? And this is before today. It's before this struggle to try to select a Speaker of the House. And the 76% of Americans disapprove. They don't think things are going well. And the idea that that this is going to help people in their estimation of the Republican Party and what the cause is, because this is the difficulty, is all of the people who are the McCarthy resistors don't have any agenda items or policy prescriptions where they disagree with a potential speaker, Kevin McCarthy. And to allow this group of people, so many of whom have ethical problems of their own, I mean serious ethical problems of their own, like Scott Perry, who we are talking about, the congressman from Pennsylvania, who basically took people from the January 6th planning and demonstrations, took them around the Capitol building before it happened. I mean, he's under investigation himself. And then you have the Lauren Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens. Marjorie Taylor Greene is pro-Kevin McCarthy. But the entire situation is so disillusioning. And again, one of the things that people said about January 6th was how it damaged the cause of democracy around the world, because if the world's greatest, most stable, most powerful and productive democracy, if the world's biggest economy, and we are, not China, and the world's greatest military is run by a group of people who can't even defend successfully their own place of doing business. The Capitol building in the United States was a symbol of democracy in action. It was a symbol of a democratic republic. And that, of course, made us look extremely poor and extremely negative, and this certainly doesn't help. Now let's see. There's a tendency, a trend toward Jim Jordan. He now has, and they aren't finished yet. One moment. Yeah, Jim Jordan has 20 votes right now, as opposed to the 19. So somebody has abandoned Kevin McCarthy and moved over to Jim Jordan. And Joshua in Seattle writes in with an email, this would all be funny if it wasn't so horrible. Every time you think the Republican Party has finally hit bottom, they show us that we've again underestimated the bottomless pit of their decline. What in the world leads you to still support these dysfunctional clowns? How can a reasonable person enable this madness for 3 hours a day? Can you dare to argue with a straight face that the Republicans represent responsible leadership? Some Republicans do. They do. But they're not. They're the ones who are trying to elect a speaker who has been something of a mainstream Republican. Can you dare to argue with a straight face that the Republicans represent responsible leadership? Good God, man, I hope you are being extremely well paid for this. I don't get paid for expressing one opinion or another. It'd be an interesting way to do business. I hope you're being extremely well paid for this because your conscience must be suffering irreparable damage. My conscience would suffer irreparable damage if I talked about supporting particular candidates. If I had been one of those people supporting George Santos, that would be shameful and would require public apology. But in terms of the Republicans that I supported, I don't really see any of them as rascals or losers. And no, I wouldn't support Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I wouldn't support Lauren Boebert, and I did not support Joe Kent, who ran here in the state of Washington. And it is very important, if we're going to have a functioning two-party system, to basically make a distinction between people in any party, and this goes for Democrats as well. There are Democrats who are a disgrace. Let me mention Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, just to mention two immediately. And again, I don't believe that Nancy Pelosi was the great speaker that people are acclaiming her to be. But I will agree with you in this regard, Joshua. There is no sense in which this makes the Republican Party look healthy. And I'll tell you why. Because basically, because things are so close, because the House is so closely divided and there's only a 4-vote margin sustaining that Republican, it's 5 votes now, but it'll be 4 after the Democrats get that seat back for McCain, who died. The point about this is that it is so close that the Paul Gosars and Lauren Boeberts and Scott Perrys and Matt Gaetzes of this world have far more power than they should. And unfortunately, I think that that would-be Speaker McCarthy went much further than he should in trying to accommodate those people. Richard in California writes, "Dear Michael, you have stated many times you don't want Biden to run again. I think this hope is based on more than the fact that you believe his policies are decimating our economy. If Biden doesn't run, you think most any Republican could beat Kamala Harris. Think again. Remember John Fetterman? Or Oz wasn't nearly as bad a candidate as Fetterman, and Harris won't be nearly as bad a candidate as Fetterman. You've forgotten just how impotent the Republicans are. Just one example. Has the liberal felonious Dobbs decision leader been outed or punished? Who do they mean? So glaringly typical inept, typically inept, except for the anticipated showy beginning salvos by the new House. As time wears on, things aren't going to change much with McCarthy as Speaker. The right is no match for the left anymore. Conservatives are whistling past the graveyard. The Republicans have no business being in politics. You can quote me on that. So says Richard in California. Look, in California is one example. It is not that long ago that California Republicans were a competitive party, where they could elect not just members in Congress, and remember, there were actually Republicans who did surprisingly well in the state of California, which is one of the reasons they were able to win this House majority. As recently as Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you may look at Arnold Schwarzenegger as a profound disappointment, I think people can, but he won two back-to-back Republican victories. And the idea that Kamala Harris would be more formidable than I think, look, I think that any time you are running for re-election, there is a certain tendency to go with an incumbent president, unless the incumbent is more scary than the alternative. And Biden was an effective candidate last time because there was an incumbent that many people thought was particularly scary. I do think that President Trump, if he is the nominee, would have a tough time with Kamala Harris or a tough time with Joe Biden or with any other Democratic candidate. But if the Republicans go to a candidate who is not named Donald J. Trump, who has at least some indication of something fresh and new and maybe competent and reasonable and common sense conservatism, I believe that common sense conservatism can win again, as it did for President Reagan, as it did for President Bush, despite what people may think about some of his policies. It's worth at least considering alternatives in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.